Do I think you should do that? No, I think you ought to get the point that he hates sin. And he says it's better for you to get into heaven without a body part than to go to hell. That's what he's, so when people make it look like he's this, he is love, but love is truth. Love is truth. If you don't die to serving mammon, serving money and the world system, you will more than likely take the sign of the beast. You'll justify it away. You'll figure out why God won't care if you do it. And when you do it according to God's word, and I believe his word, you can't get saved. Or you lose your salvation. I mean, I love my kids, and they're great kids. But I still talk to them. I said, now, I don't care how crazy the world gets. When your mama tells you that you better not take that sign of the beast, then please listen to me, because I really do want to see you for eternity. Do you say that? Yes, I do. I don't scare them with it. I say, look, you got to get serious about God. We really have a society where we have such a lukewarm church that we actually think everybody's in heaven. I mean, doctrine, even doctrine from charismatic prophetic people that say Christians can't go to hell. Well, I guess it all depends on if right when you die, the Holy Spirit says, no, I don't have ownership of this body. I'm out of here. And Satan goes, well, I do. I don't know why we act like holy isn't awesome. Bob Jones, and I believe he's got a lot of prophetic gifting, and he supposedly had a visitation. He died. He literally died. The enemy killed him, and he died. And he was standing to get into heaven, and he said there was this long, long line. This was a vision he had. He said it really happened. There was this long, long line of them, and it was so long. It was a gigantic line. And there was a shorter line that he was in. And that line, they were all going to hell. And he said all around them, you could see what they served. You could see the perversions that they served. You could see the sin that they served all around them. And he felt like in the revelation, God was showing him, we can't prove this necessarily. We can prove some things about hell. But because they bowed to that thing for all eternity, that perversion, that sick thing, that thing that they did that took them away from God, that thing will torment them for eternity. All their thoughts will be wicked. All their thoughts will be perverted. All they'll hear is the screaming and the perversion from serving that thing. Whether it's money, sexual sin, drugs, alcohol, adulterous affairs, lying, cheating, stealing. For all eternity, forever and ever, while you're in flames and there are worms crawling throughout your body, the Bible says, that part's in the Bible, you will be tormented with unbelievable thoughts, and all you'll have are the thoughts of your idols. Not any holy or good thought. God is so serious about sin. He's so serious about sin that he took it for us. That he makes a way that not one person in this room has to sin for one more second. And then he sent his Holy Spirit to point these things out to you so that you can hate what he hates. He wrote the word by the Holy Spirit, sent prophets and all to write the word. So if you can't get it by his Spirit and just by society in general and good teaching, you can read it. And the Holy Spirit is as serious today about cleansing us from all unrighteousness as he was in the days of Noah, when the entire world was wiped out and went to hell, except for Noah and his family. This isn't happy preaching. It is happy preaching if you don't like evil. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it because I want every perverted, wicked thing out. It doesn't mean every perverted, wicked thing is automatically out. He shows me things. I got convicted today. I had no idea that haughty thing was still in me. Just kind of felt that, kind of zap somebody with a little truth. felt really bad. He says, haughty. Anyway, perversity is in your heart. Perversity is in his heart. He is plotting evil at every time. He sends out strife. He sends out strife. How many send out strife? Let's stop it. We got teaching on strife. Strife is the intention of what you're doing is to cause somebody else trouble. On account of this, okay, you ready? Why does bad things happen? Why does bad things happen? On account of this, calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly you're without a job. Suddenly your car gets hit. Suddenly you've got a disease. Suddenly this is happening. And let me just say this, okay, because people are at different levels and where they're walking with God and what's going on. And so I don't preach this to condemn you. So if you feel condemned, get free from condemnation. We have teaching on that, okay? I'm just preaching the truth in love. Let the Holy Spirit show you if that's why what you're going through, you're going through. Because there's a lot of other stuff it could be too. He knows what he's dealing with at all times, okay? You kind of say, Lord, can't you just show it all to me at 1 week? You know, we're going to a weekend in her healing. Well, yay, I hope you got some revelation. But this is a lifetime of being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. It's a lifetime of unlayering lies. It's a lifetime of dealing with hearts. Don't be upset if you think, I already did this before. I can't believe it's still there. It might still be there, but it's not the same amount of evil and wickedness and hanging on to it that you had when he first showed it to you. Do you know what I'm talking about? Don't focus on the things in your heart that have to go. Focus on Jesus, and when the Holy Spirit shows you these things, agree with him, okay? Don't focus on inner healing. Don't focus on your wickedness. Don't focus on disease. Don't focus on your areas of failure. Don't focus there. That would just not be fun. Focus on Jesus. Focus on Jesus. Focus on him, his kingdom. Seek his face. Go after his heart. And then part of that will be the Holy Spirit saying, let me deal with this because I'm making you holy. Let me deal with this. I'm bringing you into healing. Let me deal with this. I want you free. Do you get that? Please keep your focus on Jesus. That's why we do this on Tuesday night, but we teach other things, do other things on Friday and other things on Sunday, and we go to conferences and have all kinds of things. People want me to only do this because it's so needed in the body. But I don't want everybody walking around just, I'm so wicked and evil. I want you to walk around saying, I'm being sanctified by the Holy Spirit, and I am a work in process, but I am in process. I'm not who I was even this morning, and I'm not who I'm going to be. But the Bible says when I see him and his glory, I shall be like him. And that's what he's doing. That's his job. Okay. Calamity shall come suddenly. He is broken quickly, and there's no healing. These six things, verse 16, Jehovah hates. And the reason I say that, did you hear all that he said before this? And if you go to Proverbs 5, he says more. He's setting up an understanding of the wickedness in the heart of man because of what Satan has done. He's done it through hate. He's done it through the parent sin. He's done it through cultural sin. It doesn't matter as much how Satan messed you up as it matters as how you handle it. Okay? It doesn't matter how Satan messed you up. If he had a father abuse you, that's horrible. Jesus paid for their sin. He just wants to heal you and help you get past it. If you had an addiction problem and you gave into it and gave into it and gave into it, and the Satan has you so full of shame and condemnation, he's not trying to condemn you more and put more shame on you. He just wants you to make a decision. That's over. Now help me get free. God, help me get free. I love this about repentance. This morning is over. His mercy's new every morning. You say, yeah, but I've tried and I fail over and over. Well, you don't try God, okay? You don't try. He's not like a car you take. Okay, I want to try this. I don't know. I don't like the way it feels. God, you don't try. God is God. You choose God, then you serve God and you do it his way no matter what. You do it his way no matter what, no matter what, no matter what. You die to flesh, you say no to sin, you get deliverance, you get healing of the broken places, you go after it, you read what you need to read, you stay in the word, you pray. It's not something you try, it's something you live. And his Spirit keeps it real. and everything the enemy has placed in you to try to stop it, God wants to set you free from. These six things Jehovah hates, seven are hateful to his soul. A proud look. A proud and haughty look. People with a superior, feeling superior to others, they'll drive by a certain part of town and they'll look out the window like, oh, brother. Or somebody will say something and they'll roll their eyes like, aren't they stupid? And everything that, oh, I love that. Okay, a haughty look or a proud look, that's for you quiet people who don't say the evil things you're thinking in your head. Everybody's not looking very. Let me have a nice look. That's a look where the enemy can be seen in your eyes. And God hates it. He hates to see Satan looking back at him when he sees you looking at him. When you really do deliverance a lot, and I won't say do a lot, when you do deliverance, even some, and you really do real deliverance, those demons come up in people's eyes. And it's like the person checks out, so to speak. They're pushed out of the way. And you literally see a demon staring at you in a body that was created to house the Holy Ghost. Some of these, and I'm not saying to watch these, but sometimes you'll see something like these cases on television. And the person, when they look at you, you can see the devil right there. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about a proud look. Pride is independence from God. Pride is, I don't need you, God. I can do things the way I want to. I can, you know, other people will say this is perverted, but I like it. I'm going to do this. Other people will say, I don't care. I don't care what my mom says. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to be my own person. I'm going to do it my own way. And there's this spirit that gets so strong in people that it can look through their eyes, and God hates that. I don't have any more. I used to remember sometimes feeling something looking through my eyes. I know none of you can relate. But it's like this mean thing. I used to sometimes feel this mean thing looking through my eyes. And as God has set me free, and as I've received who I am in Christ, and as I've renounced these things, and as I've seen these things, there would be things sometimes you may have seen in a parent. And you judge that thing, and it got in you. There's some time, if you ever hear yourself sounding like your mother or your father, it's probably a spirit. Just let me know what I mean. Like, God, I sound like my own mother. I sound like my father. Stop at that thing and say, oh, okay. This isn't about them. That's between them and God. Maybe, but why do I, what on earth did I judge? What on earth did I identify with? So you can get something of the enemy through iniquity. Iniquity is the attitudes and thoughts of your ancestors, okay? Coming into your life because it's going to be taught to you. It's like the enemy right there, like, how can I get in? How can I get in? So if a parent does something to you, especially a parent, it can be other people, then when you judge that, judging is, I would never do that. Who do they think they are doing that? It's the statement of superiority towards it. When you do that, the enemy goes, ha ha, I got a spiritual law now that I can make them like that. The other way you can get it is by identifying, well, I'm just like my mother. Or I'm just like my father. Like, that's where you get your self-esteem. And then you can get all of their baggage. Okay? And we got on the Inner Healing Basics, we talk about this stuff. These six things Jehovah hates. Yes, seven are hateful to his soul. A proud look. A lying tongue. And I am going to do a whole teaching on these at some point. We've never done a really good teaching on lying. Satan, a good teaching online. Satan is the father of lies. And when you use lies to cover up your actions, you actually begin to become like Satan. And pretty soon, It takes on a spirit of its own. And you hear yourself lying when you don't need to lie. You hear yourself saying lies you weren't planning, and you actually can get a lying spirit. It starts by using a lie, and it kind of works for you, and it gets you, quote, out of trouble. So then next time it's easier to use a lie, and pretty soon you get a demon in your head giving you lies, and it gets stronger and stronger until you don't know what the truth is anymore. And somehow you think it works for you. When you have a problem with it, you lie about stuff you don't even have to lie about. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?